Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show, I'm joined now by Jim Strickland, who is the mayor of Memphis and is a busy guy. Welcome, Mayor. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
What's your day like? What do you start and when does it end?
I get in the office about 7:45, and every day from 8 to a little bit after 9, we have a conference call. The first week was just city people, and every division would report out, and that's grown. We've now gotten MLG&W and MATA involved and the airport authority, and then we grew beyond that with the county involved, and now some suburban cities are involved, and now we're trying to get the hospitals involved, where we just give reports on how we're able to still provide services, and then how do we take care of issues like the small businesses that are hurting, the people who need food delivery, and just try to how do we operate government and give the basic need meet the basic needs of the community, and then we all go off and do our thing to try to do our part in that. Like yesterday, the mayors of the four biggest cities in the state had a conference call with the governor about how the state can help us. And then at 4 o'clock at the end of the day, my senior leadership team at the city comes back together on a conference call and gives any updates.
And when do you talk to the health people amidst that? And how does that work? Yeah,
that's all throughout the day. They are part of the 8 a.m. call. One of the task force, the overall task force is co-chaired by me and Mayor Harris. And then each part, like infrastructure, is one of the parts of the task force. One of them is medical and health. And that's Dr. Householder, who's the county appointee, and Dr. Manoj Jain, who's the city appointee. A couple of weeks ago, we just hired Manoj Jain to work with us, and we just pay him a fee to advise us. Oftentimes, I talk to medical personnel all throughout the day, but they are part of the 8 a.m. call.
What drove the decision to move it to a safer at home order last night, starting at 6 o'clock?
The doctors. I've said all throughout this thing that I am going to listen to the experts, and base our decisions on what the science and the experts say. The first step was, closing the restaurants except for a takeout. And when I say doctors, there's the local doctors, Dr. Householder, Dr. Jane. We're fortunate to have Dr. Jeff Warren on the city council, so that's a big help, who's practiced medicine in Memphis for probably 30 years or more. But I also look at nationally. The CDC guidelines are really good. And Dr. Fauci, I try to read up on what he's saying as much as I possibly can. You put all that together. The key point was last Thursday morning was the first time we got indication that we might have community spread, meaning somebody in Memphis got the virus while in Memphis instead of going to New Orleans or somewhere else. And that's when the local doctor said, hey, we got to step up and maybe close restaurants and take some action. Once that was confirmed later in the day that there was community spread, and I had already seen what Dr. Fauci said. He said, when you do have community spread, you've got to start taking action. That's what prompted the first order. And then as we've just moved forward, the local medical community, which also includes the Memphis Medical Society, which is all, represents all the doctors, and then all the hospitals, Regional 1, Baptist, Methodist, St. Francis, and St. Jude, all kind of came together and said, we got to do the next step, and that's safer at home.
It is. I had Scott Morris on yesterday, and he had been talking to Manoj and was part of the had the slides that Manoj had shown everybody about the projections of where this could. Dr. Jane showed everybody what were the projections of where this could go, which are fairly startling. The numbers are staggering if isn't done. Is that when you talk about the data? Literally, are those among the slides that drive the decision?
Yes, and what it is modeling, where they, right. They model, if you don't do anything, there's no social distancing, how many people are going to get the disease and how many will die from it. And if you do a lot of social distancing, what's it look like? By the way, Governor Lee has asked Vanderbilt to do modeling throughout the state, and I talked to Dr. Jane yesterday, and he's excited about that because, you know, he wants to see, you know, they like to feed off each other on these modeling. No, it is startling. Yeah. And the number one thing we have to do, I mean, obviously we want to reduce the number of deaths. We're not going to eliminate it, but we'd like to reduce it. But the big thing is not having our medical system overwhelmed. And it's kind of hard for us to envision that because, especially for those folks who have insurance, we can go to the doctor really almost anytime we want. But in Italy, they're literally rationing ventilators. There are people, the doctors have to say person A gets a ventilator and person B does not, and then person B dies. As it was written in one of the papers recently, we have a little over 200 ventilators in the Memphis area. Now, we're trying to get more. That's when it kind of crystallizes to you that there's a limited number of ventilators. Now, thankfully, a lot of national manufacturers are moving toward making more ventilators. Thankfully, we're not in New York's shape right now. But every city, every state, I think, is going to have a safer at home order eventually.
Do you get the sense people are taking this seriously, Mayor? Obviously, they should. And then I guess the other part of that is, the directive has a lot of it. Like, there are a lot of people who are allowed to go to work under this, who are essential. I mean, let's be honest. I like to think I'm essential. I'm not sure I'm essential. But there's lots of things that are essential, including, I think, pet grooming is one of the things that's essential. How do you balance that with determining what is essential and not?
On the essential and versus non-essential, we did a survey all weekend about what other cities and states have done. And every city and every state has basically defined essential the same way. There are small tweaks. Ours is extraordinarily close to what Nashville did. And it's really hard. I couldn't stand here and say I'm going to defend to the death every single one of these determinations we made. We may have to tweak it as we move forward. You know, these decisions are made on very short notice. We're doing the best we can to stay ahead of the curve. There are probably things that we need to restrict more, but basically every state and every city who's done an order has defined it the same way. It's hard for government to impede media. It's sports media.
Yeah. No, and let's be honest, we're just talking coronavirus 24 hours a day now here because that is what matters to people, honestly. I've had Manoj on and I've had Scott on and whatever else. So,
You asked if people were taking it seriously. I think a lot of people are taking it very seriously. I do think there are individuals who are not taking it seriously at all, and those are the people we have to reach. And there's only so much government can do. We are not in the state of martial law where the National Guard is coming in and we've closed off everyone from going to work. That's what Italy has done. Hopefully we never have to reach that point. But so people got to take personal responsibility.
Is that a thing that you must have a plan for that in case it comes to that, right? I mean, I presume that's something you've discussed, how you would call up the National Guard, how would you, you have to be ready, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're thinking ahead on all these steps, trying to anticipate, worst case scenario. How do we provide police service, fire service, sewer service, solid waste service, if we have a number of employees, too many employees to get sick, that we have to cut back on service. We may have to cut back on recycling service if we have so many, limited resources. And then all the way to if we have to become like Italy, where we need the National Guard. So we're planning out all those steps. Hopefully we never get there, but we need to be prepared for it.
On the national level, there's a lot of talk lately about balancing needs of the economy versus the concerns over health. On the local level, how do you do that? Or are they intertwined in a way that it's not even helpful to talk about them separately? How do you balance those?
Well, I am very concerned about all the people who've lost their job and lost their businesses. Some may never open up again. And some were the result of just lack of demand, not necessarily city order. So many people are staying home. I mean, we allow takeout restaurants now, but a lot of restaurants have chosen not to do it because it's just not financially viable. And I know some of these restaurants will never open again because it's going to be such a massive hit. So I'm concerned about it. It is a factor, but to me the overwhelming factor is the health and safety of our community. Because if we don't contain it, it's just going to get out of control. And I often talked about how we needed to be more like South Korea. I've actually stopped talking about that because the more I read about South Korea, they jumped on it so quickly and started testing massively their public within 2 weeks of the first outbreak that we can't be like South Korea because the United States, we didn't have that testing capacity at the very get-go. So they were able to test their way out, they're not out of it, but test their way to lower infections without shutting down businesses. We didn't have that ability.
If the president says, okay, America, we're back, will you just say, okay, fine, we'll lift all orders? Or will you be mayor of Memphis and make your own decision on the state of things in Memphis?
Well, depending on legally what I can do, we'd have to research, obviously the federal government can overrule city government and state government can overrule city government, even county government. The county health department really has more authority than the city. So we're like fourth on that pecking chart. It depends on, number one, what the president says or what state government says. If they say we cannot restrict, then you got a legal issue. If they just say we recommend, then the city can still act. I'm going to listen to the doctors, and I'm going to take it where science takes us. I think we are months away from a reduction in the number of cases. Now, on the other hand, you have businesses closed, and let's just take barbers and hair salons, for example. Is it realistic to have them closed for 3 or 4 months, solid? Or are there steps you can take that the medical experts say you can do it and keep everyone safe? So that's what we're trying to do now is talk to our local doctors and talk to the profession and see are there steps that we can take, whether it's gloves, mask, nobody in the waiting room, just one-on-one. The problem is you deal so directly, the person who cuts the hair and the person, the customer are so close to each other, you can't stay 6 feet away. So I don't know where the science is going to lead us on that, but we're engaging in those conversations.
Do you get a lot of blowback from businesses? Obviously, it's painful for them, although you have to be heartened by the fact that this bill may be passed sooner rather than later. But how much have you heard from local businesses? That must be a hard part of the job.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those things you can't make everyone happy. There are people who say we haven't done enough, and there's people who say we've completely overreacted. And there's going to be individual businesses that, frankly, we didn't foresee. So we're taking those on a one. I think there's a button on our website. If you don't know where your business lies, you can ask the question. And we've got a team of lawyers who are working on that. And we're looking at how other cities have handled it. But it's just one of those things. You do the best you can. And there's always going to be people on all sides who are critical.
Talking to Mayor Jim Strickland, I know you got to go. I'm going to ask you two other questions, then I'll let you go. One is, I know you're a regular church goer. I think you're Catholic, right? What's your home church? What's your
St. Louis Catholic Church?
Do you expect churches to be jammed on Easter?
No.
No. Do you expect you'll be in church on Easter?
No. The Catholic Church has canceled all masses, I don't know if any of them are really able to live stream. Now, there are national Catholic churches that are live streaming, but I don't know the exact date of when Easter is, but it's within a month or two. I just don't see Memphis getting to the point where the cases are really reducing by that point.
Okay. And then finally, what is the state of testing now in Memphis? And do we have any idea of, because people are being tested so many different places, how many people have been tested? We know how many cases there are, but do we know how many people have been tested? A, the state of testing, and B, how many people have been tested?
The state of testing, it's still not enough, but it's growing significantly. Two, the governor committed to trying to gather all that data, because we want to know that data. We want to know not only, we now have 170 people in Shelby County who've tested positively. We want to know how many people have been tested overall, how many of those are in the hospital, how many of those have the complaints resolved. But we don't have that data now because there's so many different groups doing testing. Hey, Jeff, can I add one more thing?
Yes.
All right, we had in our call today, 74% of those in Shelby County who've tested positive are under 60 years old. 38% of those tested positive are between 21 and 40. So young people can get this virus. Now, it may not be as serious for them as the folks who are older, but there are young people getting it, and there are certainly young people dying from it. So that is a myth that we need to dispel.
Any final words for everybody? I guess just take this seriously.
Absolutely, take it seriously. And we're seeing way too much transmission of people either socially or through work going to places knowing they have symptoms. That is literally happening now. People are feeling sick, they have a temperature, and they're going places anyway. They need to stop and stay home.
Jim, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and thanks for your good work.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is Mayor Jim Strickland on the state of things. I don't know how you can listen to that and not be impressed by the way he is handling this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.